You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play. You got Ace and TJ Prime Plus, so you deserve a little something extra. This is Extra Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus.
I'm pretty sure this is going to make me just, another thing on the list of evidence that I'm a fuddy-duddy, an old fuddy-duddy. But, you know, when you watch modern-day, whether they're a series or movies on these streaming networks and that sort of thing, and your HBOs and all that, they've gotten a lot more graphic. To make it seem more realistic and all of that, which some of that would improve the show for me, but the way that they're going with the being graphic, I don't like the stuff they're being more graphic about. Like, watching some show the other day, and this guy was in a hotel, and he had been with a woman, and it just showed her leaving and all that, and then it showed him in a close up of the condom on the floor of the hotel room, showed him picking it up, and it had a knot tied in it, and the whole thing looked very realistic, and showed him throwing it away. That kind of graphic, I don't want to see.
That's too graphic.
I want to see sexually graphic things. That's fine, but stuff like that, I don't want to see. I want to see graphic violence. I don't mind that, because that makes it seem more realistic. But I don't want to see that. And, I don't want to see the Righteous Gemstones, mm-hmm. where they get more graphic and they just show a bunch of penises and man bushes.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, it's like they're obsessed with them on that show. It's like, how can we put a man bush in this episode?
We've got 2 seconds here. Man bush.
And so they've started using a lot of these, not in that case in particular, because they're usually just like extras or bit players and all that. You don't see Danny McBride's wiener.
Right.
Or John Goodman's.
Well, like, I ain't like
real wiener.
I ain't watching.
But I've watched every episode of that, and I ain't seen one titty. I don't
really
think. Maybe not.
I can't remember one.
Maybe in the first episode, where did they show it in the blackmail tape that they had in the first season?
Oh yeah, maybe
just a
yeah.
You know, a glance.
Hmm.
But they'll show wieners like crazy.
That's at least every episode, isn't it?
Yeah, but there's also a thing now in the Hollywood that they didn't have years ago, as even a because they had no reason for it, and that's the wiener prosthetic. Mm-hmm. You know. You see where they'll show the stars wiener, then it always looks huge. Well, they wear prosthetics to make it look huge.
Isn't it widely believed that that was the case with that Boogie Nights movie with Mark Wahlberg?
I thought he said they
did. Yeah, I mean, that wasn't, he never said that was his real ding-a-ling.
Was it huge? Thing.
I think if your name's Dirk Diggler, it would have to be. Dirk, that was the name of the character, Dirk Diggler.
And the movie was all about him being a porn star.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But in the second season of White Orchid, isn't that the name of that show where they were on vacation? White Lotus. They showed one of the main guys changing into a swimsuit just casually, and it was huge.
Really?
Yeah. So that's good for regular men to be able to say, that's a prosthetic. I read the article about it. No matter what, whether it is in each individual case or not, you can always say it's a prosthetic. But I don't like the way the graphic is going. It should be more graphic.
I don't need to see bones snapping, you know, like that kind of.
Yeah,
I don't need to see that, but in violence, I don't mind.
Yeah, I turn away when things like that happen too. I don't know why I like it in there because I don't look at it. Yeah. When I see it's about to happen, I go, oh.
That's the only like horror movie thing I don't care for is like when they get so in there and they got to show you like a bone snap.
Mm-hmm. And my wife and I just got through watching what I call a woman's murder show. Because there was a murder, but they didn't show it happening, and there was no other violence in the movie or anything like that. It was that Perfect Couple, that series, Perfect Couple on Netflix with Nicole Kidman.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of it. I haven't seen it.
It's really good, but it's not like a real, show where they're killing.
Is that where the kid's getting married?
Yeah.
And they're all out on the beach?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the guy that plays Nicole Kidman's husband is the one that played Ray Donovan.
Mm-hmm.
Who's a badass? 9 seasons on Showtime or 7 seasons on Showtime.
Is it Liv Schreiber?
Yeah, you know who it is.
Okay, I've never seen Ray Donovan.
He's the man that snapped you in half. That's who it is.
Daggum Sabretooth on the X-Men movies.
Oh, is he one of those nerd movie guys?
Daggum Sabretooth.
Well, then, yeah, you really know who he is.
I like his work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a good actor, but yeah, I don't know, and it's more like Hallmark with murder to me when you show those things. But my wife could not have been more into it. She was just like,
it's like Hallmark with murder.
It's like a Hallmark murder mystery. God, that would be fun to have as one of their Christmas shows, one of those Christmas movies where there's a murder going on. I can make it a drama.
Yeah, they should do that.
That would be good.
Now that they're getting better actors and stuff in those.
Yeah. You're not going to see a tied up condom in one of those movies, no, that's for sure.
No.
Nor should you.
No.
Yeah, see, it's just gross. It's disgusting.
Need to be someplace where, families can enjoy something together.
Why is that even necessary?
And then now they show more people taking a poop now in shows and all that. Ugh, they do.
Do they?
Yeah.
We're giving you the real life experience.
Ugh.
You mean like sitting on the toilet or?
Sitting on the toilet and wiping.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're not into it.
You don't hear them doing it, do you?
Huh?
You don't hear them taking a poop, do you?
Yeah, the whole thing. They're groaning, farting, yelling.
Just like your average day-to-day experience.
Lamaze breathing.
So it was 40 minutes and 10 of it was them on the toilet.
Yeah. Him, Taylor Sheridan, trying to kill time.
Yeah. Showing scenic shots of the bathroom.
That new Taylor Sheridan show does look good, though, with Billy Bob Thornton. It's coming out. It's called Landman. It's about Texas oil drilling. John Hamm is in it.
I'll watch that. I don't want to watch any of those other Taylor Sheridan shows, but I'll watch that one.
Well, I don't know whether it could go either way. It could be a good show or it could be a bunch of, anti or environmental propaganda and stuff, demonizing the oil industry, which we'll know first episode and it'll be out.
Yeah. So I never have gone back and watched, what is it,
Mayor of Kingstown.
Mayor of Kingstown. Oh. I've never watched that season. Second season, is it good?
Yes.
Okay. I haven't watched that.
It's my favorite show.
And I'm waiting on, is it The King of Tulsa with Sylvester Stallone?
Tulsa King. Yeah, that's this
Tulsa weekend. King. Tulsa King, yeah. I love that show. Yeah. I think that show's great.
The 15th.
Oh, of this month?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All of those are Taylor Sheridan?
Yeah.
No. Holy crap.
Oh, is Taylor Sheridan? Yeah, that's Taylor Sheridan,
Damn, I didn't know that.
Well, he does that and running the hotel chain all at the same time. That son of a bitch is busy.
He is working, isn't he?
Impressive.
You know what he is? Storyteller. That's what he is, a storyteller.
He is a storyteller.
Right. Mm-hmm. Dang, booked and busy.
He seems like a jerk, though. And it may be just from the part that he played on Yellowstone was just awful. But he doesn't write a part for himself into these other shows. He's just Yellowstone. And maybe because he's such a... in real life, he's such a good horse rider and knows all. He's a an expert on horses and champion and all that stuff. Maybe
he
that's why.
He had time to act in more than one series with everything he's got going.
I don't know, but he is the Louis L'Amour of our day. Yeah, old men love Louis L'Amour books.
Yeah, my grandfather used to have stacks of Louis L'Amour books.
And it wasn't even cool. Like they were, you know, like if you opened it up, there'd be, you know, hustler pictures in the book or something where they were pretending like they were reading these westerns.
Yeah, no, they were just actual old westerns. Yeah,
like all these, like Lonesome Dove and all of those. But you remember who used to do the commercials for them? Because you could order from TV the entire Louis L'Amour collection. Charlie Daniels.
Really?
I don't remember that. He did a TV ad for Order Now, you know, the, you know, 1-800-257-1234 was the number that they, all those TBS commercials, that's all TBS used to run, were commercials like that, that they didn't have regular, like Gain and McDonald's and all of that. They just ran those order from TV things. And that was, it was the same number for all of them.
Damn, that Louis L'Amour's got a bunch of books.
I know.
It's really the same book, I believe, over and over.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, this and time they're in Montana instead of Texas. And now they're a third book, Colorado.
And they made a lot of movies out of those books, too.
Yeah. And they made a lot of money.
Yeah. His first book was in 1950, but then his last book was 1987. So he was writing for a long time.
Mm-hmm. And Taylor Sheridan's going to be the same way.
Oh, hell.
Mm. I mean, Louis L'Amour didn't write three books at one time. Like damn Taylor Sheridan's doing. You got the bukus of shows at the same time.
And there's on a hunch. Louis L'Amour has sold over 200 million books.
Dang.
In 20 languages.
Did they ever start out in hardcover or were they just paperback?
I don't know.
I've never seen a hardcover one.
Yeah. And he's had at least 30 of his books turned into movies.
Wow. Yeah. I'm looking at his books. None of these sound like movies I've ever heard of, so.
A lot of them were TV movies.
It's not a big
deal. They were made the in the 50s and 60s and all that kind of
like
stuff, too.
The Lonesome Dove was a very successful miniseries, and it starred Robert Duvall. I think he was the main star of Lonesome Dove.
My favorite title of his is The Man Called Noon.
Noon was his name? Maybe because he lay some bitches down.
That's when I'd knock them out.
Noon. He's out there damn quick drawing on people.
I knew.
This is the Extra, Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Copyright 2023 ATJ Inc. TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.